all that is left of his pipes.
The battle. The battle.
It's done. The clans are broken, shot to pieces by the English guns. Never had the chance to get to within Claymore's land for them.
The slaughter.
Alexander silences Jamie.
Nothing that we've put upon us. They'll be here soon enough, have no fear.
The prince.
Did a fash yourself. He was the first to leave the field.
What's that you say about the prince?
Oh, stay the pair of you. Why didn't you leave me to die on the field?
You're the laird himself.
The laird of what? All the men of our clan are lying in the mud of Colnodden Moor. I should be with them.
Oh, Kirsty, my Kirsty.
We may not be long joining them. The English troops are butchering all the wounded and hanging all their prisoners.
Can he hang us all, can he?
They'll never hang me, Piper. You may be sure of that.
Alexander spots movement outside.
Whist!
The English.
There is a three of them. Not soldiers.
Our people.
Well, I find us. Get him up from here. You gang that way. Wait my signal.
As Jamie circles around from one side of the cottage, Alexander moves off stealthily in the opposite direction. Approaching the cottage, Ben spots an abandoned field gun.
Hey, look!
Ben is examining the gun when the doctor and Polly join him.
This must be where that cannonball came from.
It's unlikely.
You mean it's unlikely?
It's been spiked.
Been what?
It's been spiked.
A long spike has been hammered down the barrel.
Where did you know?
The doctor doesn't reply. He's fascinated by a hat he's noticed lying on the ground nearby. A Highland bonnet with eagle feather and Jacobite cockade.
I would like a hat like this.
He picks it up and tries it on.
How do I look?
Polly can barely conceal her amusement. Then she looks at the hat more carefully.
It's got words on it. If Charles, our brave and merciful Prince Royal, will greatly fall or nobly save our country.
Bah. Romantic piffle.
The doctor throws the hat to the ground in disgust. Suddenly...
You pick it up.
Alexander has a claymore at the doctor's throat.
Careful, like.
Jamie is holding a dirk to Ben's chest. Alarmed, the doctor nods and bends to pick up the bonnet.
This way, here. Quick!
With the sounds of battle drawing nearer, the two men glance around fearfully, then push the doctor, Ben and Polly towards the cottage.
We're going to water the cave.
Father, give him no fit stick to chow on.
Justin, get away with you.
They.
I know not. They've no stops. They threw down the prince's cockade.
Cockade?
What prince?
Prince Charles Edward. Bonnie Prince Charlie.
You heard the tongue. Aye, I thought so. English, the three of them, camp followers to the Duke of Cumberland, come to steal from the dead.
Find a moment. Do you wish to pray before you die?
Die?
Die for what?
Well, you can't kill us in cold blood. Oh, our blood's warm enough. Your English troopers gave no quarter to men, women, and barons.
Doctor, tell them who we are.
Doctor?
Get away with you, woman.
The mayor. Doctor.
Me, doctor.
We're not going to trust the laird with these sassenachs.
Ben dives forward and snatches a pistol from Colin's side.
All right, back, both of you. Or your laird won't need a doctor.
Better then.
And now, gentlemen.
I'm warning you.
We are swords, I think. Ben, cock the pistol.
Give them up!
Polly, take the sword.
Alexander and Jamie hand over their weapons.
That's the file. Now back against the wall, both of you. Go on. That's better. Now, I'm going to have a look at the wound. Come along. Come along. Let me see.
Oh!
Yes. We're going to need some clean water to bathe the wound.
The doctor picks up a bucket and passes it to Kirsty.
I'll not leave him.
We are not going to harm him. Polly?
Yes?
You go with her.
All right.
Off you go, then.
Will you show me where the stream is?
Here, Kirsty. Take the little spyglass with you. Watch out for these Sassenach dragoons.
The doctor eyes the pistol Ben is holding nervously.
You can put that away now, Ben.
Put it away, but...
Will you both give us your word that you'll not molest us? We're only trying to save your laird from bleeding to death.
Aye.
You have our word. Put it away, Ben.
Well, you're going to trust these blokes.
Highlander's word is his bond.
At least don't point it at me.
Ben tosses the pistol onto the table.
Just went off.
You fool!
You'll have every English soldier within miles.
What's wrong with that?
What? You should have paid more attention to your history books, Ben.
Aye?
Redcoats. There's about six of them.
No slaughter us.
High on the moor, an elegantly turned-up English officer, Algernon Finch, gazes down the glen at the ruins of the cottage. His sergeant dashes up to make his report.
A room's beside you, sir. In the door of the cottage where the shooting seemed to come from.
Good. Only one?
Only one seen, sir. But it could be more.
It better be. Haven't seen many, have we?
Well, the troopers were ahead of us, sir.
And done a good job. I wish they'd left us some pickings.
When they got away, they took their possessions with them.
Let's hope so. Take a man round the rear, sergeant. We'll outflank him.
Sir.
Tell him to shoot first and take no risks. Remember, these rebels will be desperate by now.
Yes, sir. Donner.
Advance in battle order.
Fixing bayonets, the soldiers advance towards the cottage.
Be caught like rats in a trap. Can we not run for it?
And leave the lad to their mercy. There is but one chance. It is but a very slim one. I will try and draw them away from this cottage.
Wait.
Alexander flings open the door and runs out to face the redcoats. He is hit, yet staggers onwards, but eventually falls. Jamie watches in horror as the redcoats advance on the cottage.
Surrender in the king's name!
Well, blimey, it's good to hear a London voice again.
Silence, you rebel dog!
Rebel? What are you talking about? I'm no rebel. Me and the doctor here have just arrived.
Deserted him. You'll hang just the same.
I'm glad you've come, Sergeant. I was waiting for an escort.
Who the devil
is your tongue, Sergeant? You are in charge of these men? No. I am. A gentleman at last. Dr. Van Veer, at your service.
Doctor who?
That's what I said.
One of those confounded froggies that came over with the pretender.
We are in French, are we? German, from Hanover, where your good King George comes from. And I speak English a good deal better than he does.
Here, that's a treason. Shall we hang him now?
Wait a moment. Who is that? Colin McLaren, a laird. An army's piper.
They're a poor lot, sir. We get no pickings here. Let's hang him and have done.
Well, a right shower you are. What have we done? Nothing. And what have you got against these two? They lost a battle, right? Well, doesn't that make them prisoners of war?
Rebels are not treated as prisoners of war. Right, Sergeant. Prepare to hang them.
Sir.
Take him out. Did I tell you? I will
him
say... Too. I haven't done anything.
But he can't walk.
Drag him.
Elsewhere on the moor, on a supply wagon of the Duke of Cumberland's army, an English solicitor, Gray, has been observing the battle through a telescope. His assistant, Perkins, is setting up luncheon at the roadside.
Perkins, yes, sir. Not a very inspiring battle, would you say, Perkins?
Don't really know, sir. I've never seen one before.
This one was over in a brief hour. Never have I seen such brave fellows so poorly led. And now Cumberland's troops butchering the wounded. It's such a waste of manpower. A little wine, Perkins.
Oh, yes, sir. Quite ready for you, Ryan, sir. This sharp northern air, sir, gives one quite an appetite.
Two soldiers appear on the road with a Scottish prisoner. The Highlander is wounded and looks longingly at the food as he is dragged past.
All these fine, sturdy Highlanders, used to hard work and little food. Think what a price they'd fetch in Jamaica or Barbados, Perkins.
A pretty penny, no doubt, sir. No doubt at all.
Indeed. And I'll have them, Perkins. I did not give up a thriving legal practice just for the honor of serving King George as his commissioner of prisons.
Well, I thought there was more behind it, sir.
With Mr. Trask and his ship at our service, we may expect to clear some measure of profit out of this rebellion, eh, Perkins?
Yes, sir.
Depending, of course, on how many of the wretched rebels we can deliver from His Majesty's overzealous soldiers.
Gray tastes his wine, then spits it out in disgust and throws the rest into Perkins' face.
The wine was corked. If you wish to remain in my service, you'll have to be more careful. Won't you, Perkins?
Yes, sir. My apologies, sir. It won't happen again, sir.
I think we'd best be about our business. Otherwise, there'll be nothing but corpses left on the battlefield. And corpses are of little use to us. Hey, Perkins?
A wagon, sir?
No, I think not. I've had enough for one day. Come, Perkins.